How's it going, my owls? This is Matt Teenrad, and welcome back to the second episode of Hootie Who Are You. In case you didn't know, it's a deep dive into the lives of our women's soccer team. And I'm here with today's guest, Isabella Contreras. I know you just got done with training. It's a hot day. Yep. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
It's just another day in paradise. What can I say? You're a senior now, and that's weird for me. Let me tell you why. Because I was doing commentary for a very small period of time. And when I was starting out, you were starting out as a freshman.
Okay. That's
so
cool.
It's weird for me to think about. Is it weird for you to think about now that you're probably a leader on the team? Mm-hmm. How do you handle some of that responsibility with being an older member of the team? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's weird that you say that, because I remember coming in as a freshman, you know, Benji was the new coach. Yeah. And he had just started the program. So it felt very new. And just to see how we've grown over the past years is crazy. Yeah. And just a wild experience. You know, conference starts this weekend. We're so excited. So it's kind of a reality. Yeah. But
so I'm going to go through your history, if that's okay with
yeah.
you. You were born September 8th, 1997 in yep. West Palm Beach, Florida.
Yep.
I used to go to vacations there. It must be crazy to just live there. I mean, what were summers like back there?
We would just go to the beach. I remember when I was little, we would just go from the pool to the beach to soccer practice and just every single day repeat that and repeat yeah. that. It was
just
it was
permanent
a life.
Tan.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Your parents are Lilliam.
Yep.
Is that a pronunciation? And Albert.
Yep.
Did they ever kind of impart you with a life lesson that you hold with you today?
Mm-hmm.
Like being a collegiate athlete.
Yep. I remember when I was little, you know, my dad always said work hard. And I think it was really a reality when they dropped me off my first day of college.
Yeah.
And, you know, he always said, if you always work harder than the person next to you, like, you'll get that spot and you'll be able to do whatever you want to do. So I always took that to heart. And that's how I'm here today.
What do your parents do?
So my mom sells software, and then my dad actually has his own automotive shop.
Mm.
So they've just worked hard and spent all their money on me for soccer, and I'm very blessed to have them as parents.
It sounds like it. You have two brothers.
Yep.
Albert Jr.
Yep.
And Julian.
Yep.
What are they up to nowadays?
My oldest brother, Albert, actually works for Red Bull, which is pretty cool. And then Julian actually works for a soccer store. So, you know, they've always taught me the game of soccer, and I've always been around soccer. So it's pretty cool to have that.
So they were both athletes
yep,
growing up.
Yep, they were.
Did they help you at all? Did they kind of take you to their own through their own training
yeah,
course?
Or? Yeah, so beginning of the college recruiting process, you know, my brother Julian would always take me out to the field, do drills with me, just help me get that extra step that I needed and just help me with my fitness, just whatever I needed, they were always there.
So you won the 2012 Florida State Cup Championship with FC Florida U14.
Yep.
Any special memories about that?
Yeah, that team actually, we've been together since probably we were 8 years old, and we finished our senior year of high school together. So I think that's pretty special to be in a group of people that you've stuck with the whole time. So that was always an experience, and I always miss them.
Where did you go to high school?
The King's Academy.
The Lions, correct?
Yep.
So I'm taking a running count already because Erin Harris was our first guest.
Okay.
And her school was also the Lions.
Oh, no
way. I
want
to see how many Lions
you
can
get
in throughout the whole season. So you were a four-year letter winner with King's Academy.
Yep.
You said – you made a comment before that your best memory was beating number one seed Benjamin High School.
Mm-hmm.
What made that victory so sweet, you think?
You know, we were kind of a small private school, and compared to Benjamin, you know, they were the bigger school. So I think just putting our heart out into that game and just actually getting the goal of winning and beating them was just unreal and surreal.
2015 Palm Beach Post Player of the Year. I would freak out if that happened to me, okay? And I'm neither a player nor do I live in Palm Beach. What was your reaction?
I actually didn't find out until the day before I had to do the interview. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of a surreal moment. I was super excited and super blessed to get that nomination. So it kind of helped me get the motivation to go into that next step of college and just work hard and do what I needed to do.
So something I didn't know before researching this, did you sign with USF?
I did.
Okay. So what was the process of that like? What do you think happened and how did that end up with you coming to KSU? Mm-hmm.
So I was committed to USF since probably my sophomore year of high school. And, you know, a little bit before signing day, they did give me that call of, you know, we can't take you. Mm-hmm. But I think God always has a plan. And honestly, I was going to quit soccer. Wow. And just not even play college. And Emily Sosa actually played with me in club. So she just committed to Kennesaw. And I was like, what's this school, Kennesaw? Like, I've never heard of Kennesaw. And I was always set on staying in Florida. Like, yeah. I was not going to move anywhere. So, you know, my coach reached out to Benji. And then Benji reached out to me, came to some of my games. And he really just gave me the motivation back to fulfill that college dream of mine and just keep going with it. So I was very blessed and thankful that he took me in and he just believed in me. So.
We're glad that happened too, yeah. Because here you are being a star on the team. You're an apparel and textiles major?
I am.
Does that mean that it's like fashion is a hobby of yours?
Yep, I love fashion.
Does that mean that you watched as many episodes of Project Runway as I did growing up?
I loved Project Runway.
My mom forced me through so many episodes
really?
Of that. So. But I don't regret it. You were ASUN all-freshman.
Mm-hmm.
After that happened, did you feel like that created a hunger in you that I have this kind of accolade to my name as long with being, you know, Palm Beach Post Player of the mm-hmm. Year? Did that make you hungry for more?
Yeah, of course. You know, getting that nomination was a big honor. You know, I wouldn't have got it without my team and my coaches believing in me. So I hope this year, you know, we get a lot of those for the freshmen, for every other class, because it's awesome to get that award because all your hard work just shows.
And it kept continuing for you. Junior year, you got an ASUN second team all conference. How did you feel getting that? Another huge achievement.
Yeah, it was cool. I think it's a big milestone to get another achievement while you're older. And, you know, you always have those new players, those fresh players. So just keeping consistent is a big thing for me, especially this year. You know, it's my senior year. Last year, just trying to get those stats and those goals and ultimately the ring. So.
Yeah. So we got to talk about your birthday performance because it's still fresh in the mind of so many people. A goal and an assist against Presbyterian. Afterwards, how did you celebrate?
Well, we did have, it was a Sunday game. So honestly, we just kind of sat around and I hung out with all my teammates. My mom bought me a cake. So we all just ate cake and watched TV. We were really focused for the next week though, too, because, you know, that was a big win for us, but we knew we had a bigger competition coming up. So we kind of just relaxed and took it easy.
This sounds like my kind of celebration.
Yeah.
Did you feel, this is something that I wonder with athletes competing on their birthday. Did you feel extra motivated that day to go out and bag a goal, bag an assist?
You know, I didn't start that game. So that was kind of just one of those things where, you know, coming off the bench, you just got to prove yourself. You just got to work harder. And, I think that's what kind of motivated me, just not having that start and then coming in and having that assist and then kind of drove me to have that goal. And, you know, every day is a new day and you just got to work hard. And I think that really drived me.
And I remember the assist too. It wasn't just like you passed the ball out of the midfield. You came in through the left lane. You dribbled around a couple players. Do you feel like you're at your best this year?
I do. I think just because it's my senior year, you know, I have nothing to lose. So I think just leaving my mark on this program and helping the younger players move on and just better our program and just win that championship.
Now I'm going to ask you about your interests, okay? The nitty-gritty stuff. Favorite TV shows?
Ooh, Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Who's your favorite Kardashian and why?
Probably Khloe because she's so blunt with everything. She'll just tell you to your face, and I like that about people.
Are you the same
one? Yeah.
Favorite movies?
Probably action and crime.
Action and crime.
Yeah.
Any specific examples?
I like Taken, which is kind of creepy. I think that's I'm trying to think of other ones. The one with Denzel Washington. I love Denzel Washington too.
I think you should pull out that Taken quote anytime someone crosses you on the field.
It's honestly.
Like, I will find you.
And I will
kill you.
We actually said that today in practice.
Favorite music?
Probably Spanish.
Spanish music. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any artists specifically?
Maluma. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
I have not, but I've got to look that
up.
Yeah,
he's good.
Hobbies, we know fashion is one.
Mm-hmm. Going to the beach, going shopping. What else? Going to go, yeah, new restaurants. I'm a foodie, so okay. I just love getting to new places.
Number 21, why?
Well, as I came in as a freshman, someone already had 9, and I was always 9. But it kind of just stuck with me, so I just kept it throughout my senior year, or until my senior year.
So teammates, I'm going to basically ask a representation of what your teammates would be. I need you to fill in that name.
Okay. Oh, gosh, okay.
Player's player. Who do you think the best player on the team is?
Ooh, I think Emily Sosug, just because she works so hard and she has such a great passion about the team, and she's always putting herself second, team first, so I think she's the greatest player.
Best friends on the team?
Emily Sosa, Lauren Bronski, Grace Weiner, Haley Worthy, yeah.
Best dress?
Lauren Bronski.
Worst dress?
Oh, gosh. honestly, we all dress pretty cute. I think probably who doesn't care the most to dress up? Maybe Kat.
Okay. Best dancer?
Ooh, probably Sosa, Aaron. Grace has a little bit of moves that she doesn't show. But, yeah.
Worst dancer?
probably Kendall Baker.
Okay. Sorry, Kendall. Yeah. Toughest, strongest, who do you not want to go one-on-one?
Carly Pressgrove. She just goes all out for every tackle, man.
Smartest, who's the bookworm?
Cameron Downs.
Really?
Yes.
This is one that I made up called Coach's Daughter. So who do you think is like the equivalent of the teacher's pet on the team?
Oh, my goodness. Probably Abby, but I wouldn't say in the sense of what you think a teacher's pet. I think she's just always looking for his guidance, and she's always wanting to better herself. So
I asked Erin last week, and she said no comment. So this has been our second episode of Hootie, Who Are You? I had a great time.
I did. Thank you so much.
We hope you guys keep listening. Catch us next time. Thank you.